Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. You know, I was just listening to Dr. Marshall's show a couple of minutes ago, and what a Saturday we give you guys. You know, it's the 1-2 punch, and you really do need the 1-2 punch. And what I mean is, you know, Dr. Marshall spent the last three and a half decades of his life sourcing these great treasures that God's given us through the plant kingdom. And if you can afford it, and as much as you can do it, and as much as you can appropriately use it, you use these plants, these herbs, these special treasures. But you never, ever, ever replace them with fundamentals. And that's what this show is. This is the second part of it, in a sense, because I have the luxury of spending an hour to talk purely about education and all the basic fundamental things that you can do and fundamental perspectives on healing that you have to have. And I've had a lot of fun this last summer, and even up till now, I'm doing something similar to reality TV with some of my patients, which means they get followed around like reality television. And what's fascinating to me, and you would find this fascinating to you, is all the things they miss, all the things the public, all the little things that they're doing wrong or not truly understanding. And I have to remember, it's taken me 20 years across 4 degrees to really get a sense of how to even approach this to the public. So I can understand how John Q. Public really is making all these little mistakes. But you see, the fascinating thing is combined then when you watch people attempt their healing, go through their process, they're zigging when they should zag and they're zagging when they should zig. And we're losing a lot of energy and time and money. And this is really where God's children perish. I think for as much as we can say, it's a faith issue sometimes. In other words, you don't have the right spiritual perspective. It's also about knowledge. So this is the 1-2 punch Saturday morning, and I'm going to give you guys a midterm. This is the 24th show. We've been on now for about 6 months and 5 months, and this is midterm time. And what I want you to do, a little experiment, I want you to take out a sheet of paper, if you can, and I want you to write down as fast as you can the 15, even 20 most important things that you can do for your health, product of what you've heard on this show, what you've heard from Dr. Marshall's show, what you've heard from any show. But don't write down what herb to take. Write down what lifestyle change to make. I want you to do that, and I'm going to start with my checklist. And if you're out there and you're not feeling well and you're frustrated, what I hope, what I truly, really hope we can get across to you is stop looking for the miracle cure. Even for the purposes of this show, stop looking for the miracle herb or set of herbs and start interpreting your symptom, your issue, your disease, whatever it might be, with how many fundamental shifts have I made in the last month and how many more am I going to make the next month and the next month? And are you looking back at your last year, and are you assuming responsibility for yourself so that you can say, you know what, in the last year I've added 15 new commitments. I've done 15 things differently to improve my health because I've got all this knowledge and I listen to these shows and read these and I'm changing. But what I caution you about is getting lost in the quagmire of research and shows and books, all telling you that this one simple nutritional supplement or herbal supplement is going to fix it. And is that your research, or is it? How many things am I adding per month to my list of things that I do differently? Do you get the difference between the two? Because that difference is huge. I watch people spin as a doctor. People spin. They spin for years in chronic illness because they don't know how to approach their healing. And it's not that they're insincere, and it's not that they're not very intelligent. It's simply they don't have perspective. Now, I hope you already finished the quiz. All right, number one, do you have the correct attitude? And that could be the essay for the whole show. Correct attitude. We hit that in the 10 signs of healing. The 10 signs of healing. That correct attitude is about, are we still stamping our feet on the ground? Are we still cursing the heavens? Are we still looking up at God and saying, why did this happen to me? And are we not starting to understand that what we're suffering from is a hint? It's a hint from above. It's a hint from within that we have to grow. Do you get that one? Are you having the temper tantrum? Or are you seeing maybe your symptom, maybe even your chronic illness, as a stepping stone, as a potential blessing? That's number one. Number two, are you sleeping? Are you turning out the light so it's dark? Did you fix the snoring issue? Have you turned off all the EMF, the computer, the night lights? Are you eating too late at night? Do you understand that if you're not sleeping, sometimes coming out of chronic illness, it might take a full year of healing to get you to the point where your body gets sedated enough? Are you understanding how that eating late at night is going to rot the food in your stomach? Even if you take digestive enzymes, often it's still going to allow that food to rot. Remember, the herb contributes, but it may not be enough. Are you understanding that eating too late is going to keep you up? Have you fixed that problem in the neighborhood with the neighbors? Is your head at a computer so late at night that your brain fields go off and you can't sedate yourself at bedtime because you've got radiation burns inside your head? What about your diet? What have you changed with food? On your checklist, correct spiritual attitude, sleep. What have you really done in the last year with food, in the last 6 months? Are you understanding that the carbohydrate is going to create a condition internally, all right, that's going to throw your body's physiology off? Because when you run your day with high blood sugar or the more processed carbohydrates, it makes advanced end-chain glycation products. It creates all sorts of insulin problems, hyperinsulinemia off the carbohydrate. And some of you are so susceptible to this. Sets up a hormonal imbalance through the body that's wretched. Did you check the Weston Price ketogenic diet? Have you looked into the caveman diet, the primal diet, the paleo diet, Natasha Campbell's gut syndrome book? Are you understanding, based on suggestions I've made on this show, et cetera, that probably our future is going to have a lot less respect for grain and especially processed carbs and a lot more for eating the way the caveman ate 10, 15,000 years ago? That there's something about grains that doesn't quite metabolize the same way as animal protein. What about your teeth? Is there that little infection in your tooth? Is the bite off? Is there that TMJ problem that's going on? Are you clenching at night? Are you grinding at night? Are the teeth a source of health, or are the teeth a source of illness? Have you just not had the time to look into that particular problem? And again, all these are off my show, these different suggestions and things you can do. But you see, you get lost in the maze, and you get lost in your own physical pain. And the point is that if you just sat down and you compiled a list of all the things you're doing and you compared it to all the things you were doing 3 months ago and all the things you'll be doing in 3 months, over a year, you create a healing. And that's a perspective that I will labor infinitely to get to you, because it is the single, as far as I see it, most driving factor in whether or not a person heals. Can they stick to the fundamentals and keep their head on straight? That's really how you exercise your faith, through the exercises of healing and keeping on track with it. Those teeth that we're talking about, do you remember when the bite is off, or when you clench at night, it shuts off the high centers of the brain? High up in the center of the brain, the hypothalamus gland, the master gland, the gland that devotes itself to eyeballing all the trillions and trillions and trillions of chemical reactions each day. And when the bite is off, the hypothalamus can't see straight. It becomes nearsighted, and all sorts of wretched little influences from the outside, like free radicals, like parasites and viruses, all sorts of different things attack the body. And without the hypothalamus precisely responding in the moment, because it's nearsighted now, because your bite is off, and because you can't see that particular alien creating the early stages of disease in your body, you succumb. And if you're not sleeping enough, the other side of a sleep problem, the hypothalamus goes off too. So both on the basis of sleep and on the basis of bite, we lose the master gland. We say the head fields are off. Are we thinking about the teeth in that respect? Let me ask you this question. Are your meridians open? What does that even mean? Does the energy flow? Are you comfortable at this point with understanding that the way I would look, and the way many would look at a person in illness, is to say the fields, the flow of energy through the body, the meridians, are they patent? That word that I use so often. Have you gotten to the point where the energy flows? Do you know what that means? Or do you even have a sense of what that means? If you woke up today and looked at a blood test and said, wow, I've got a concern here, or you got a diagnosis this week and said, wow, I have a concern here, was the first thing that popped into your head, well, gee, I don't think I quite have this energy thing understood yet. I don't feel what other people are talking about, and what can I do about that? Did you add that to your list? I work with you guys relentlessly, and I don't think that we're thinking this way enough. So I'm going to be on this show to really ask you to write these things down and go through the exercise now. Remember that exercise from last week's show where I said, get a book of a person that healed some sort of chronic problem. Lloyd Wright, hepatitis C from last week. Triumph over hepatitis C. And add that to another book of somebody that did that. Get every case history you've ever heard and make a special shelf, almost like a sacred shrine in your room. And make that sacred library the place where you, in a sense, talk to or dialogue with people that have done inspirational things, just like you're trying to do to get out of the issue that you're dealing with. That's an exercise. That's a lifestyle change. That's something that you can do. And believe me, it works. Add to that this checklist concept. You have to sit down with a checklist every so many weeks and ask yourself where you're spending your focus. Otherwise, you get lost scanning websites all day long looking for new miracle cures. And they're interesting, these new miracle cures. It's wonderful to hear about how somebody's come up with a discovery about something that nobody else understood, and studies show that it works. And this is the way a lot of people spend their time. That's okay. It's okay to do. But don't ever let it replace focusing on fundamentals. Really makes a difference. Now, interference fields. What's your concept on that? What is an interference field? Do you understand how the interference field, the scar, is going to block the flow of energy? But what does that really mean in your physical experience? When you apply a med body pack to your body, do you take it to the point where you feel differently? Where you feel like something opened up? And that's the issue. Are you taking a lot of these things that sound so, in a sense, esoteric?